Come on, Ace.
11-year-old Chance Lorraine and his Springer Spaniel, Daisy, like to show visitors around New Horizons Farm. Here on 20 hectares, his parents raise organic vegetables, pigs, Black Angus beef cattle, and chickens. There are also water buffalo, but what really sets New Horizons apart from commercial livestock farms are three metal silos near the pastures.
We keep feed in all three of these. That's cow feed, that's chicken feed, and the other one is pig feed.
The feed is special because of what it doesn't have. No growth hormones, no animal byproducts, no steroids, no chemical dewormers, and no antibiotics. The animals in the field that eat this feed eventually end up in cold storage at the New Horizons Farm Store.
In this freezer, we have our chicken.
That's owner Lee Lorraine.
Our big popular seller is the boneless, skinless chicken breast. And there's also some pork in this freezer. So we have pork chops, which is a big item. Sausage, everybody likes our sausage. We can't keep bacon in stock, but the bacon just jumps out of the place.
Come on in, come on in. They recognize you without your hat.
Mr. Lorraine's wife, Susan, greets Kimber Pilkington, a regular customer.
We came in to buy steaks, sausage. The reason that I need to do this is because I'm allergic to pork and beef that you buy at the store. Very allergic.
What happened?
Well, the worst case scenario with beef has been I stopped breathing.
Ms. Pilkington says she's allergic to many types of antibiotics. She suspects that that's what she reacts to when she eats commercially raised meat, because she doesn't have any adverse reactions to meat from New Horizons.
Okay, that's what it is. I'm eating somebody else's antibiotics, you know, something that was fed to these animals, and I'm allergic to it. That's how strong that stuff is.
And that's why farms like New Horizons are appealing to a growing market. Several recent studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggest that meat produced without antibiotics is healthier, not just for people with allergies, but for everyone, because it fights the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The studies say that commercially raised meat exacerbates the resistance problem in two ways. First, it contributes to the overuse of antibiotics in humans, since people ingest what the livestock is fed. Second, forms of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that develop in some farm animals can actually be passed on to humans. Tony Cleese is the executive director of the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association, a group that supports sustainable, chemical-free agriculture.
If you remember back in the anthrax scare, Cipro was suggested as an antibiotic that could be used to stave off an anthrax reaction. They, at the time, were feeding animals Cipro, or a form of it, and so that's an example of where there was some concern that if that was widely used in the livestock industry, that it might cause a problem later on in trying to deal with something like anthrax.
Shortly after the anthrax scare, three big fast food chains, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Popeyes, agreed to stop using chickens that had been treated with Cipro or its relatives. The European Union has gone further. It has banned the use of all antibiotics in farm animals since 1998. But in the United States, commercial growers continue to treat their livestock with drugs. Tony Cleese says that's because of the way the animals are raised. Before being butchered, they're kept in large numbers in close confinement where they're stressed and can more easily get sick. They're routinely given antibiotics as a protective measure rather than as a way to fight an existing illness. Mr. Cleese says it would be better to raise livestock in a healthy environment to eliminate the need for preventive drugs.
And so we really do have to be thinking about, can we really have a system that works from the approach of dealing with the problem after the fact, or do we really have to rethink the system and come up with a system that's addressing the issue from the front end?
Susan Lorraine says that's what New Horizons Farm aims to do.
This is the way Grandma used to do it.
The hens range freely here, foraging the ground for extra nutrients. The eggs they lay have big orange yolks. The pigs also get plenty of space, indoors and out, and have a wallow to wade in to stave off the summer heat. The cattle feed primarily on grass, not corn, as they do in commercial feedlots. And all the animals are fed by hand twice a day, Ms. Lorraine says, so the farmers can keep a close eye on them and make sure they're well.
We just had a belief that food should be safe, clean, and healthy. Parents should not be having to worry about all the additional products that are found in the animal meat that their children are going to wind up eating and taking into their bodies. It's time that somebody said, whoa, we're not going to do this.
The clean feed New Horizons uses is more expensive than commercial feed, but the prices they charge for their meats aren't that much higher than those at a regular supermarket. And there's a new twist to the way Grandma used to do it. New Horizons customers can order online. That might help the farm turn a profit this year, for the first time since it opened 3 years ago. Lita Hartman in Pittsburgh, North Carolina.